Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Really, the last couple innings were probably our best at bats throughout the course of the game. We smoked some balls in the later innings. Now, you know, we had some opportunities early on, and that ended up biting us that we couldn't push one across. We had the bases loaded a couple times, and what were we, one for, you know, yeah, we left 12 on base. But I thought our at-bats were good and a little unlucky in the last inning to hit two balls that hard.
Ugh, ugh. A little unlucky. I don't want to, I don't know. I get it. You're not wrong. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear a little unlucky. You know what I do want to hear? I would love some opinions on whether or not the San Francisco Giants should be open to a pennant race, including Bryce Eldridge. Now, I don't want to assume everybody knows the story behind Bryce Eldridge. This is the number one prospect in the Giants system. He is only 20. He's just a little baby. He's a little baby, but he hits the ball very, very far. And so he was hurt to start the year. He just came up, and I'm doing this by feel, but Lucas Rizzotto, what was it, 3-4 weeks ago that he started playing? And at Double A, flying squirrels, and he's been crushing it. He had a wonderful May.
Also, quick clarification, I wouldn't say a little baby. He's a big baby.
He's 6'7". He's just a little baby?
Big baby.
Well, you know.
Shout out Glenn Davis.
There's Boss Baby, there's Big Baby, Will Baby, whatever. He a baby. He drinky drink yet. No, not allowed.
6'7", 240.
Right.
He's not a little anything. Like,
well, he could be a little help. I don't know. So anyway, he had a wonderful May. I didn't look at the stats, but OPS was floating around above 900.
862 on the year.
And what about for May? Just May. I feel like it was like 950 going into his last few days of the month of May. So he's really doing well. He's really doing well. And the Giants called him up to AAA today. So here comes Bryce Eldridge. By the way, guess what position he plays? He plays first base. He plays first base. Do the Giants have a need at first base?
They've got Leavetown Lamont at first.
What'd you call him?
Leavetown. And at... That's a little too dismissive.
That's pretty mean.
I'm sure he's listening on his way to the ballpark.
Oh, for sure. Big sports radio guy.
He should probably already be there. So, you know, the game coming up in 3 hours and 40. But
I would think. I don't know when the guys arrive.
Yeah, I don't either. But I'm open to his inclusion, but I also like the idea of just making a trade, make a trade soon for Ryan O'Hearn, who is just checking the notes. His OPS is 952.
You're talking about the Orioles first baseman, who, by the way, is not expiring. He's under team control again next year.
I thought that it was just an $8 million deal and that he was going to be up. That was my understanding.
Ryan O'Hearn has a club option for 2025. So, yes, he'll be up, but at that price, which would be an $8 million club option next year, you'd probably want to keep him. He's very, very good hitter. He's playing really well this year. And look, you have a DH. Yeah. It's not the end. I mean, fine.
It's fair.
Yeah, you can have more good hitters. That's that. You always find a place for it. But I do think they're hesitant on the Bryce Eldridge blocking idea.
I have your Eldridge May stats. Yeah. Month of May stats.
What do you got?
Slash line, 307 average, on base, 360. Slugging 554, that's a 915 OPS. In 27 games, he's hit 6 home runs.
Pretty good.
Very, very good, and that's not a great hitter's league.
Yeah, exactly.
The double A.
So you go to Sacramento, and the weather gets warmer, and you spend however long there, and you think maybe around the deadline or even before that, you get him up here because you're going to need the help. I just think about Baltimore being a team that is leaning toward selling. They're in a they're in a free fall, and they just fired their manager, if I'm not mistaken. And
the Orioles?
I thought they did. Maybe I got that wrong.
I don't think so. Anyway,
O'Hearn is a guy who could come in and not block him long term. And sure, you'd love to pick up his club option at $8 million, and yeah, you'd have another left-handed bat, and he could be a DH and the rest of it. And I also remember you saying that Bryce was still kind of developing his ability at first base.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
And for a pitching and defense team like this, you probably don't want to just, you know, all right, kid, learn to hit in the bigs and go play first for us.
You could also have him DH and let Wilmer play first base sometimes. Wilmer plays first base.
Yep, he can. You know, Casey Schmidt plays first, and so you've got some options.
There's options, yeah. So, I don't know. I would only answer it this way, and I'll try to do some digging within the organization. You know, maybe we can even get Kyle Haynes or somebody from the organization on to talk about kind of where Bryce is. I don't want them rushing Bryce because they're struggling. That's how I'd answer it. If everything aligns, great. I have no problem with somebody needing to get a fake ID to be in the bigs. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. We've watched others do it. If you want to start his clock because you truly think he's ready, then bring him on up. But I do not want the Giants saying, oh God, we can't hit. Let's go put pressure on Bryce Eldridge. Do you know what I mean?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Like, if he were to come up, I'd love to see him hit seventh. Do you know, I do not,
right.
I do not want them grabbing him and going, you're our future. Here's the third spot in the lineup. Go get him, kid. Never seen a big league pitch. Keep in mind, they rocked with him in spring training. He struck out a ton. So, like, that'd be my thing. It's not normal for people to be like Buster Posey, where they just come up and they're like, cool, you're rookie of the year right away. Like, that's great. So, I don't know. I'm a little hesitant on it, but I can tell you this. I will also say the news of the day that he's getting called up to Sacramento after just barely over a month in AA suggests to me that the Giants are very much open to having him be on the big league team this year.
Yeah,
which,
I mean,
which
close.
Was a question.
And the Orioles did fire their manager, Brandon Hyde, native of Santa Rosa, about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, so. Yeah,
I wouldn't have any
idea. Right,
I don't even have any idea who the Orioles manager is. But
Was Brandon Hyde, and it's not anymore.
Okay.
So I look at Baltimore as a team that was good last year, a playoff team, and then this year they have really fallen off the face, and they're firing their manager. Their GM is somebody who is really struggling, and they might be a team who would be interested in, like,
no
a
doubt.
Carson Wisenhunt, for example. Or,
I don't know,
you know,
if I'd do that.
Well,
but,
whatever the pitching prospect was, you've got pitching coming out your ears as a Giants organization, and I think you need a real hitter, and O'Hearn is a real hitter. He's a left-handed bat, which you don't have a ton of on this team. So I look at a Giants squad that can't hit, and you're right about Bryce Eldridge. You don't want to put any pressure on him, and if he's ready on July 12th or August 5th, yeah, come on up and be a part of this, but you don't want to call him up and have to, quote, rely on him. You're
right. I want a lot of pressure on him, but I wonder how Giants fans are feeling about this. Bryce Eldridge has been called up to AAA, so he is one step away in a number of facets here. Obviously, geographically, he is one step away. There's nowhere else to go. They're calling him up for a reason. It's an organization that believes in rewarding players who force their way up to the next level. And there was a lot of talk about Bryce before the season even started, and then he got hurt, and so he kind of missed at least the first month and a half of everything going on, and then he joined AA, and he mashed. He just walked right in there and mashed. He is not 21 yet. So he's already been called up to Sacramento. He is the number one prospect. He plays a position that the Giants sorely need. And when people wondered, for example, and I heard a caller do this earlier today on 95.7, when people go, why didn't they do Pete Alonso? That's why. This is why. This is why they did not sign a first baseman. This is why Lamont Wade still has this leash, because they're just kick the can down the road. Let's put Casey Schmidt over there. He can hang out for a few weeks, buying time until this position, they hope, belongs to Bryce Eldridge for a decade. That's what they hope.
Right. And, you know, if he does in Sacramento what he's been doing in Richmond, then he'll be called up probably before the middle of August, and maybe even before that, you know.
For sure.
Last year in Sacramento, really small sample, wasn't great. He only had 31 at-bats, so you can't judge it off of an 8-game stint. But now you go to Sacramento, and he'll be in Sugarland, Texas. They got a 6-game series starting today, just outside of Houston. Hot with rain in the forecast, which is my favorite combo. So, yeah, I'd imagine maybe not today, but tomorrow he'll get some AAA at-bats and get a chance to really show what he can do.
Yeah. I wonder how they're going to play this, because, again, the guy running the Giants is obviously now somebody who knows a thing or two about being a hot prospect and being called up, and everybody I've heard from over there kind of suggests, yeah, Buster's going to want to slow play that thing. But I don't know if they've got that luxury. I don't know if they have that luxury if he's going to keep hitting the ball like this, because the other thing that I know the Giants, like, they're feeling this. You cannot have this kind of extended lack of production from so many spots on the diamond, and first base is clearly one of them. All right, 888-957-9570. Let's get Matt in Oakland in here. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Full disclosure here, I'm an ex-A's fan, so expect a little bitterness. I hate to burst your bubble, but this is a 6 to 8 team leagues, and the Giants aren't one of them. And unless they're going to start spending $150 million more, they simply don't have a chance against a Dodger team whose salary is, what, twice theirs? And probably more than that if you count the Ohtani salary, which is roughly equivalent to the entire payroll of the A's. I don't know what to say. I wish that weren't true. I wish, you know, two of the teams didn't play in minor league parks and that more than 2,000 people showed up for a lot of games. I don't know what to do. Unless they're willing to spend another, $100 to $150 million a year, they just cannot compete with the Dodgers and or the Mets. That sounds kind of futile. I'd be interested to know what you guys think about that, and I'd be happy to take my answer off the air.
Well,
and thank you very much for
Matt, thank you. Appreciate it. I tell you what, we'll go into a little bit more of an extended answer about that coming up next, because the Giants payroll is currently, it's number, I think it's like number 11 in baseball. But yeah, it is about $150, $160 million behind the Dodgers and behind the Mets. I don't know about you. Oddly, right now, in this moment, I'm not judging the Giants based on how they compete with the Dodgers. That's not how I'm judging the Giants right now. Not right now.
No, in October, I'll worry about that. Right now, I'm judging them based on who they are right now. And right now, over the past 15 games, they have not been good enough offensively.
Let's get into that a little bit more coming up next. 888-957-9570. Bryce Eldridge has been called up to Sacramento. How long do you want the Giants to take a look at him there before he's on the big club, assuming he's producing? Are you comfortable with a 20-year-old putting a cape on and coming to Third and King? We'll take your calls. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.